The most sacred places in the world are also the most ancient, and it's only fair to assume that the civilizations inhabiting these places pioneered almost everything from science to art and architecture. In fact, some modern-day conspiracy theorists and scholars believe that these ancient civilizations also interacted with alien entities and documented sightings of unidentified flying objects, which could mean that they were aware of extraterrestrial life. One such city with a rich history that is also highly regarded by the followers of all the Abrahamic religions is Jerusalem. Modern-day Jerusalem is considered the capital of their respective countries by both Palestinians and Israelis, and unidentified flying objects are no stranger to this holy land. In fact, in the past, several videos have surfaced purporting to show extraterrestrial presence in the Jerusalem sky. So far, there may not be solid proof supporting alien visits to the city, but something massive is definitely happening right now above Jerusalem, and historic evidence might actually support our wildest theories in the matter. Jerusalem is a Western Asian city situated on the plateau in the Judean Mountains between the Mediterranean and the Dead Sea. It is considered among some of the oldest cities in the world and is a holy city for Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. Israel maintains its primary governmental institutions there, and the state of Palestine ultimately foresees it as its seat of power. Because of this dispute, neither claim is widely recognized internationally. Throughout its extensive history, Jerusalem has seen a lot of instability. It has been completely destroyed at least twice, besieged 23 times, captured and recaptured 44 times, and attacked around 52 times. The City of David is the part of Jerusalem showing the first ever signs of settlement dating back to the 4th millennium BCE in the shape of encampments of nomadic shepherds. During the Canaanite period, the city was named Jerusalem on ancient Egyptian tablets, which according to experts meant City of Shalem after a Canaanite deity. Significant construction activity began in Jerusalem in the 9th century BCE, also known as the Second Iron Age, and by the 8th century BCE, the city had become a religious and administrative center of the Kingdom of Judah. These city walls were built for the last time under the rule of Suleiman the Magnificent of the Ottoman Empire back in 1538. In modern-day Jerusalem, these walls define the old city, which has been divided into four quarters. These quarters have been known since the early 19th century as the Armenian, Christian, Jewish, and Muslim quarters. The old city was declared a World Heritage Site in 1981 and is also on the list of World Heritage in Danger. The city has grown far beyond the old city's boundaries since the 1860s. According to the Hebrew Bible, Jerusalem was conquered by King David, who established it as the capital of the United Kingdom of Israel. His son, King Solomon, was the one to commission the building of the city's first temple. Modern scholars opine that Jews branched out of the Canaanite peoples and culture through the development of a distinct monolatrous and later monotheistic religion that was based on El Yahweh. These foundational events that occurred during the dawn of the first millennium BCE assumed central symbolic significance for the Jewish people. In Christianity, the holiness of Jerusalem is conserved in the Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible. This was adopted by Christianity as the Old Testament and was reinforced by the New Testament account of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection in Jerusalem. The city is also regarded as the third holiest in Islam after Mecca and Medina. Jerusalem was the first Qibla, or the standard direction of Muslim prayers. According to Islamic tradition, Prophet Muhammad made his night journey there in 621, ascending to heaven where he speaks to God. Because the city holds immense religious importance for billions around the world, there are numerous sites of seminal religious importance within the boundaries of the old city. These include the Temple Mount with its western wall, Dome of the Rock and Al-Aqsa Mosque, and the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. The total area of the old city is only 0.9 square kilometers. The status of Jerusalem is one of the core issues of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict today. Western Jerusalem was one of the areas captured and later annexed by Israel during the 1948 Arab-Israeli War. On the other hand, East Jerusalem, including the Old City, was captured and then annexed by Jordan. However, during the 1967 Six-Day War, Israel captured East Jerusalem from Jordan and effectively annexed it into the rest of Jerusalem together with additional surrounding territory. The whole of Jerusalem is surrounded by valleys and dry riverbeds, also called wadis. The Kidron, Hinnom, and Tyropian valleys intersect an area just south of the Old City. Kidron Valley runs to the east of the Old City, separating the Mount of Olives from the city proper. The Valley of Hinnom lies on the southern side of Old Jerusalem. It is a steep ravine linked to the concept of Gehenna or Hell in biblical eschatology. In the northwest, near the Damascus Gate, the Tyropian Valley runs south-southeasterly through the center of the Old City, down to the Pool of Siloam. It divides the lower part into two hills, the Temple Mount to the east and the rest of the city to the west. Nowadays, this valley is hidden under debris that has accumulated over the past few centuries. During biblical times, the city was surrounded by forests of almond, olive, and pine trees, but the warfare and neglect faced by Jerusalem eventually destroyed these forests. Farmers in this region built stone terraces along the slopes to hold the soil in place. This feature is still visible in the Jerusalem landscape. The city has been sacred to Judaism for around 3,000 years, to Christianity for almost 2,000 years, and to Islam for at least 1,400 years. Almost 1,204 synagogues, 158 churches, and 73 mosques within the city were enlisted in the 2000 Statistical Yearbook of Jerusalem. Despite the international efforts to maintain peaceful religious coexistence, some sites like the Temple Mount have been a continuous source of tensions and controversy. And if recent reports are correct, a fourth extraterrestrial party might also have strong ties with the sacred city of Jerusalem. Several amateur UFO researchers and conspiracy theorists think Jerusalem is a popular site for alien ships, and almost every year people witness and record strange lights in the sky at night. One particularly popular UFO sighting that made headlines around the globe happened early in 2011. On January 28th, multiple videos of strange lights in the sky surfaced online, and the captions claimed a UFO had been sighted hovering over an Islamic shrine called the Dome of the Rock, located on Jerusalem's Temple Mount sometime after midnight. The videos of the alleged alien spaceship sparked a heated debate about whether we have found the ultimate evidence to justify the existence of UFOs. The wobbly footage recorded by a camcorder depicts an unidentified flying object hovering over the Temple Mount. The light-filled orb appears to float over the holy site for almost half a minute. Behind the scene, people can be heard expressing their surprise. The sounds of oohs and ahs can be heard, along with more literal, "Is that a UFO?" Many different videos of the UFO sighting recorded by unidentified people found their way online, and enthusiasts were positive that it was real. Though most people would shrug it off, thinking UFO sightings are a dime a dozen, particularly in a world where everyone has a camera. However, this one did have the extra spice of occurring at an incredibly significant religious site. Intriguingly, the UFO was shot from many different angles that all seemed to be in sync, especially at the moment when the object flew upwards at an impossibly high speed. Some veteran investigators of many UFO photos and videos deemed the incident too good to be true. According to them, no one actually knew who filmed the videos, and the witnesses never came forward or revealed their identity. There's also the fact that besides the people who filmed these videos, no one else reported witnessing the flashing UFO lights. The Dome of the Rock, being one of the most famous and sacred religious sites in the world, has a lot of religious tourists near it at any given time, so there's a high probability that thousands of people were present in the area at the time of this sighting, yet no one else reported seeing or videotaping the suspicious bright lights. Another reason some experts think this could be a hoax is the voice of a woman that was heard in one of the videotapes. She said that the light was so bright that you can hardly look at it, and because the flying object does not seem to reflect any light from the gold-plated dome just below it, experts find this video hard to believe. According to them, it strongly suggests that the UFO light was digitally inserted into the scene. Now, the 2011 UFO sighting might have gathered mixed reviews, but that doesn't mean it was the last one to blow up on the internet. Just recently, footage of another possible UFO sighting was shared over social media. This footage depicted what looks like a trail of lights that were seen moving from east to west without making any sound. Several of these unidentified flying objects were spotted in many different locations throughout Israel's north during the night, particularly in the Golan Heights and Nahariya. The origin of these lights is unknown, but according to Israeli media, these were most likely the SpaceX Starlink satellites. According to a Nahariya resident, they hadn't seen anything like this in their entire lives. The trail of lights disappeared after they had been watching it for 15 to 30 seconds. The residents also said that it looked like a chain of lights and moved relatively slowly. The police, however, claimed that they did not receive any reports or information on the subject. Similar lights were also spotted in other places in the eastern Mediterranean region, particularly around Lebanon, Greece, and Turkey. Several sources indicated that these could be the Starlink satellites, but the company offered no comments over this incident, so there's a chance these lights weren't actually from the satellites and could actually be alien spacecraft. After all, evidence dating back thousands of years indicates that aliens have been frequently visiting our planet and may have interacted with humans back then too. According to pseudo-scientific hypothesis, ancient astronauts or aliens were intelligent extraterrestrial beings that visited Earth and made contact with humans in antiquity and prehistoric times. Proponents suggest that these contacts may have influenced the development of modern cultures, technologies, religions, and human biology. A common stance taken by the believers of this hypothesis is that deities from a lot of religions are extraterrestrial in origin, and the advanced technologies they brought to Earth were interpreted as evidence of their divine status by early humans. Although the idea of ancient astronauts existing and visiting Earth is not taken seriously by academics and archaeologists, so this hypothesis hasn't received any credible attention. However, believers and proponents of the ancient astronauts hypothesis maintain that humans are either descendants or creations of extraterrestrial intelligence who landed on Earth thousands of years ago. An associated idea suggests that humans may have evolved independently, but much of their knowledge, religion, and culture came from the alien visitors of ancient times. They acted as a mother culture back then. Proponents argue that the evidence for ancient astronauts comes from the extensive documentary gaps in historical as well as archaeological records. They think that the absence or incomplete explanations of data points to the existence of ancient astronauts. According to them, the archaeological artifacts that are deemed anachronistic or beyond the accepted technical capabilities of the historical cultures with which they're associated are also proof of alien existence on Earth. However, scholars have responded that these gaps in contemporary knowledge are not suggestive of ancient astronauts, and the advocates of the hypothesis have not been able to provide any convincing documentary proof of an artifact that might be the product of extraterrestrial intelligence. Among scientists, the consensus is that the ancient astronauts hypothesis is just unjustified and unnecessary, although it's not impossible. Proponents have cited ancient mythologies to support their stance based on the idea that ancient creation myths of gods who descended from heaven to earth to create or instruct humanity are representations of alien visitors, and it's their superior technology that accounts for their perception as gods. They have no way of proving this, but certain historic archaeological finds have prompted netizens to consider that the ancient astronaut theorists might be onto something. They think even if extraterrestrials were not the inspiration behind religious deities, there is a possibility that ancient humans did have run-ins with visitors from outer space. The former central province of India, presently Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh, was the place of pre-agrarian human settlement long before the Great Tectonic Plate Movement began. That's probably why several sites of prehistoric cave paintings have been discovered in this region. Some of these sites are better known to us, like the Bimbecta, where mostly cave paintings made by a hunter-gatherer population were found. A few years ago in the Hoshangabad district of Madhya Pradesh, almost 43 miles from the local administrative center of Raidan, researchers discovered ancient rock paintings depicting unbelievably detailed images of unidentified flying objects and extraterrestrials. The paintings are reportedly 10,000 years old and were found in the caves that are hidden deep within dense forests in the Karama region in Kanker district of tribal Basta region. These caves are located around 130 kilometers from Raipur and fall within the boundaries of village Chandali and Gotitola. A group of anthropologists working with the hill tribes of a remote area made this startling discovery. The intricate prehistoric paintings show alien-looking creatures and a UFO-type craft next to what looks a lot like a wormhole formation in the sky. A few years before these cave paintings were discovered, a geologist named Dr. Aaron Sonakia found a prehistoric human skull in the Anthnor village of Madhya Pradesh. According to reports, the skull was around 3.5 million years old. Dr. Sonakia stated that the possibility that these cave paintings were drawn by those ancient humans can't be ruled out. Archaeologist J.R. Bhagat has said that these paintings depict aliens like those shown in Hollywood and Bollywood science fiction movies. According to him, the findings suggest that humans in prehistoric times may have seen or imagined beings from other planets, which still create curiosity among people and researchers. Extensive research is needed for further findings. Chattisgarh presently doesn't have any such expert who could give clarity on the subject. There are many varying beliefs about these images among the locals of the village where the caves were found. A few of them worship these paintings, while others narrate stories that have allegedly been passed down by their ancestors about the Rohella people. According to legend, the Rohella people were small-sized creatures who used to land from the sky in a round-shaped flying object and take away one or two persons from the village who never came back. The paintings are done in natural colors and have barely faded despite being 10,000 years old. The mysterious-looking creatures carved in the rock are seen holding objects resembling weapons, and their features are not very clear. Particularly, the nose and mouth are missing in most creatures. In some pictures, they're even shown wearing spacesuits. J.R. Bhagat said that we can't refute possibility of imagination by prehistoric men, but humans usually fancy such things. He also pointed out that it's a coincidence that such ancient images bear such a sharp resemblance to UFOs shown in alien movies. The fan-like antenna and three legs of the vehicle's stand clearly show a similarity to UFO-type craft. Another reason why people are convinced that the images depicts aliens and UFOs is that the paintings include large humanoid beings descending from the sky wearing something that looks like a helmet or antennae. The disc-shaped craft with three rays emerging from its base has also solidified the ancient astronaut theory. Archaeologists also think that the art reflects the belief among ancient humans that we are not alone in the universe. Some experts have typically identified them as shamanic images of humans or human-animal hybrids and geometric forms. This is because figures with antlers, antennae, or spiritual rays are in fact quite common in shamanic art. Local archaeologist Mr. Wasim Khan, who personally saw the images, claims that the objects and creatures seen in them are utterly anomalous and out of character when compared to previously discovered examples of prehistoric cave art depicting ancient life in the region. He thinks it's quite possible that beings from other planets have been interacting with humans since prehistoric times. It is also widely believed that encounters like this one helped the ancient Indian civilization to decipher how the alien spaceships worked, and they later documented it in the Vimana Shastra, which is also considered a reliable proof of the ancient astronaut theory by its proponents. When taking a closer look, two objects that looked like floating hats were also noticed mid-air, and one of them seemingly had portholes on it. Now, the Indian Vedic texts are full of descriptions of Vimanas. In the Ramayana, it is described as a double-decker circular or cylindrical aircraft with portholes and a dome. The Vimanas flew with the speed of the wind and made a melodious sound, according to legend. Commoners claiming that they witnessed a UFO is something that happens a lot in Madhya Pradesh. The latest alleged alien ship sighting was reported by the state's Agriculture and Fisheries Minister, Ramkrishna Kusmaria, in July 2014. Kusmaria claimed that during an official tour, he spotted a UFO in Sukar village of Darmo district around 135 miles from the ancient cave painting site. He said that he clearly saw the object in the sky and it was emitting sharp sparks. According to the minister, the object caused damage to the standing crops in the area. He actually saw papaya fruits fall off the tree as the UFO passed by. Another ancient archaeological find considered evidence of prehistoric ancient alien visits are the Dogu. These are small humanoid and animal figurines made during the later part of the Jomon period of prehistoric Japan. Dogu are exclusive to the Jomon period and were no longer made by the following Yayoi people. There are many different styles of Dogu, and most Japanese art and archaeological experts believe that these works were most likely evidence of an early religious culture and shamanic rites. The curious figurines have a number of mysterious characteristics that have made experts wonder if they are depictions of ancient astronauts. They resemble a sort of humanoid wearing a spacesuit. The figurines are depicted with helmets or goggles, and some of them have strangely shaped elongated heads and almond-shaped eyes. Interestingly, these Dogu figurines are meant to represent God, according to some legends. Believers of the ancient astronauts' hypothesis think that the mysterious suit worn by most of these figurines, along with the helmets and goggles, are some of the characteristics unfamiliar with that period in human history. This raises the concern that maybe the ancient artists saw beings that resembled Dogu. Due to their enigmatic nature and peculiar characteristics, the Dogu have been a part of numerous controversial theories. The popular best-selling author and advocate of the ancient astronauts' theory, Eric von Däniken, noted in his works that the Dogu have modern fastenings and eye apertures on their helmets, and this supposedly suggests that ancient extraterrestrial beings were witnessed by the people during that time and then made the Dogu to look like those extraterrestrial beings. A few incredibly spectacular and ahead-of-their-time ancient relics that defy the technological capabilities of their time are also regarded as evidence of alien intervention in our world during the prehistoric times, probably because they are either too big, too heavy, or too complex. The Nazca Lines, located almost 200 miles southeast of Lima, are considered among the relics allegedly built by aliens. These are more than 800 straight white lines etched into the Peruvian desert. The lines are joined together by 300 geometric shapes and 70 figures of animals, including a spider, monkey, and hummingbird. Other structures suggesting ancient astronauts were here during ancient times, according to proponents of the theory, include the Sacsayhuaman Fortress, Stonehenge, Teotihuacan's Pyramid of the Sun, Easter Island, and the infamous Face on Mars. Proponents also believe that Hopi cave drawings of Kachinas discovered in the desert link the origins of Hopi and Zuni tribes with the Star People. They also pointed towards similar etchings found in other places that aliens allegedly visited. Moreover, artistic support for the ancient astronaut hypothesis has also been sought in Paleolithic cave paintings. Wangina in Australia and the rock drawings of Valcamonica in Italy are also said to bear an uncanny resemblance to present-day astronauts. These sacred religious texts are also said to contain some evidence that would suggest encounters with extraterrestrials. In the Old Testament, chapter 1 of the book of Ezekiel, a vision is retold in which Ezekiel witnesses an immense cloud that contains fire and emits lightning and brilliant light. It further reveals that the center of the fire looked like glowing metal, and in the fire was what looked like four living creatures. These creatures have been called cherubim and are described as winged and humanoid. They sped back and forth like flashes of lightning, and fire could be seen moving back and forth between the creatures. The passage then goes on to describe four shiny objects called ophanim. Each of these appeared to look like a wheel intersecting a wheel. These objects could fly and were moving with the creatures. In his book titled Chariots of Gods, Eric von Däniken wrote an entire chapter titled Was God an Astronaut? In this chapter, he suggests that what Ezekiel saw was probably a spaceship or multiple spaceships. Some conspiracy theorists have postulated that the Vatican archives also hide information about ancient alien interactions. Back in the 1920s, a Soviet architect and avid student of occultism and ancient languages allegedly acquired access to the secret archives of the Vatican and discovered unfathomable information about ancient aliens on Earth. His name was Heinrich Ludwig, and he was an exceptional man with diverse interests. Ludwig was a thinker, inventor, engineer, architect, researcher of ancient languages, and a theorist of the Russian avant-garde. He was born in Poland, but after the revolution, he moved to Moscow and even became a communist. In 1938, Ludwig's unusual views were labeled anti-Soviet. He was exiled to the camps and rehabilitated only after the death of Stalin. It is believed that during the Second World War, Heinrich Ludwig was engaged in the development of military equipment in the camp and also made architectural drawings of special military bases in swamp conditions. But before he was arrested, at some point he managed to access the Vatican, where he was allowed to work on the secret archives. Not many people are allowed to access these archives even today. Mostly qualified research historians or recognized scientists are granted access to these archives, and even they are first thoroughly checked by the Holy See. But even if you manage to get into the archives, you still won't be able to check out everything you want. So it seems a little unlikely that sometime during the 1920s, a scientist from a communist country was allowed into these secret archives. But according to legend, not only was he admitted, but he was also given the freedom to study far more documents than was officially allowed. In fact, Heinrich was free to study almost everything in the archives, and he did. Because of his interest in the occult, Heinrich found himself amongst medieval manuscripts on alchemy, and among these he found records on UFOs and ancient aliens. According to him, these texts told that the inhabitants of other planets visited the Earth thousands of years ago and managed to influence some of the human civilizations, like the Egyptians, Mayans, and the ancient Mesopotamians. Describing the Pillar of Fire, a catastrophe that destroyed an ancient civilization, Ludwig allegedly showed people the picture of the fortress walls of Babylon melted by the extremely high temperature to a height of just 1.5 meters. He believed it was some kind of nuclear explosion. But how did a nuclear blast occur thousands of years before radioactivity was even discovered? The information Ludwig acquired was not allowed outside of the secret archives, but some say that Ludwig allegedly sneaked in a camera with him and managed to take pictures of some of the documents. The ones he couldn't photograph, he tried to memorize by heart. From the looks of it, religions, ancient humans, and extraterrestrial beings have always been interconnected somehow, with the historic and archaeological evidence suggesting that UFOs and aliens used to visit humans thousands of years ago, and all the modern-day sightings of alleged spaceships that remain unexplained. It seems like the human-alien interaction has been continuous. Just recently, three former US Army cavalrymen have spoken up about seeing a UFO along the Israel-Egypt border in the Sinai Peninsula back in 2014. These veterans told the Daily Mail that they had witnessed 8 bright objects hovering and speeding across the sky while they were at an outpost in Sinai on the Egyptian border around December 2014. The three men were cavalry scouts and were trained in identifying aircraft. They told a UK outlet that the objects they saw were definitely not man-made. Sergeant Travis Bingham, who was stationed with the E-4 Specialist Vishal Singh and Private First Class Doval Engram, said, "I would describe it as a big object with several smaller objects, which appeared to be communicating or scuffing like a dogfight in the air. We knew it wasn't our military, and it was baffling. The objects were glowing. You could clearly see them with the naked eye, and it was clear how fast they were moving. To this day, I've never seen anything like the craft covering such a distance with extreme speeds." Their encounter with the UFO was reported on the very day the US Congress held its first hearing in 50 years on unidentified flying objects. Pentagon officials testified in front of the House Intelligence Subcommittee during this hearing but did not disclose any additional information from their ongoing investigation of hundreds of unexplained sightings in the sky. According to Ronald Moultrie, the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence wanted to destigmatize the issue and thereby encourage pilots and other military personnel to report any unusual sightings. He emphasized that the government is also as eager to know what's out there as any alien enthusiast. "Sightings are usually fleeting and most only appear for mere seconds on the camera, and others just get distorted by the camera lens. It seems like finally the world leaders are also serious about the possibility of extraterrestrial life visiting Earth and the unidentified flying objects being from outer space. But we still have a long way to go before anything can be said for sure on the matter, and for now these are just theories, some of which are plausible, while others are downright ridiculous."